makes no sense.
WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Tonight. I hope you are feeling as groovy as I'm feeling. I'm excited. We have Mr. Timothy Bloom joining us tonight. You know, this is a night that we don't normally have shows, but we're doing something special for someone special, you know? And the mood is kind of laid back and, you know, just kind of groovy. And so thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. And first thing I'm going to do right now is play a little mood music, starting with my friend, Alexis P. Suda.
Hey, this is Alexis P. Suda, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Now, you know you need to be listening all the time, because we do. Peace.
Did I break any rules? Can you please tell me why? You know it ain't easy when you're standing right there. And you don't seem to care. Am I just another fool who believes in you?
you mind if I talk to you for a minute? You see, these fellas out here, you see, they're afraid of doing that long-term thing. They figure as soon as they lock hearts with another, something better's gonna come along. Well, that's quite possibly true. But the deal is, you're gonna have to find yourself a love, or you're gonna find yourself alone.
See, I was cool in them streets, y'all.
Yeah, I was cool in them clubs.
Oh, real talk, I wasn't thinking nothing about love. Oh, no, no. See, I didn't want nobody trying to partake in my stuff. I thought in a cage, in a one-night stand would be enough.
Oh, but one day
I met this girl and she ruined my philosophy.
It caught me by surprise.
Now my heart skips a beat when she comes around.
Oh,
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
No.
See, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone. Mama told me what a real man should be.
Mm-hmm.
She said, son, pick one and treat her like me. But I took all of her wisdom and I used it for selfish gain. And I know if she saw this pimping, she'd be ashamed.
Oh, but now
I found this girl and I see things differently.
It caught me by surprise.
It's like I got to left feet when she comes around.
No,
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
No.
See, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone.
That's Joe Thomas. That's Joe Thomas for real with Rather Have a Love. And this is Gloria Ryan with Where You Are.
Yeah. ever since I had the baby, I just don't feel the same. Ooh, 'cause every day I'm working or nursing, not sleeping or eating, and I love life is slipping and I feel to blame.
WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon, and we're on a Thursday night, and this show just may be rebroadcast on Saturday. It just depends, because I'm getting ready to play some music by this young man, and I just want all my peeps on Saturday to hear it as well, those who may not have the opportunity to listen in tonight. So what I'm going to do right now is start playing you some Timothy Bloom music, and then I'm going to have Timothy on the phone so that you can talk to him if you like to. There's so much I like to know about this young man. He's amazing, and I just feel terrible that I didn't know more about him sooner. So I'm excited, especially about this song. So let me play it till the end of time.
Oh, if I should die tomorrow, oh, please let there be light. To
Still determined, it's only just a matter of days.
Listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon. This is a special edition show on Thursday night, just getting you in the mood and getting you ready for Mr. Timothy Bloom. And let me just tell you, just listening to this dude's music, oh my, oh my. But I ran across this song by Timothy and fell in love with it for a different reason than I love all the other songs that I've listened to so far. I'm having a Timothy Bloom love fest personally, you know, and I know you're enjoying it too. This song has a little different vibe and it's called Woo, or maybe it's Whoa. I don't know, but I love it. Check it out.
with an elegant attitude. Wishful thinking, eternal vision, one day I'm gonna walk to you. Cause this spotlight ain't nothing out there for me. You're my prototype.
But what I found out so far, in addition to him being a phenomenal artist, musician, singer, songwriter, I mean, Timothy Bloom is a two-time Grammy Award winning songwriter and singer. That's just crazy, right? He's written award-winning songs for both Neo and Chris Brown, from what I understand. We'll talk about that a little bit. And his soulful sounds and marvelous vocals, okay, for me, they just take me to another place, and I know I could be a little romantic with it, but I feel like he takes us on a mystical journey to a place where, you know, this soul is neo soul. It's just crazy. Just a place that not every singer-songwriter can take you. There's a little something special there, that it factor. And it's no wonder that, you know, he was raised by not only one, but two preachers, and we're going to get into that too. That's if my research is right. You know, I'll be researching people that come on this show. And there's that soul, that spirit, that thing that, you know, usually comes from people being raised up in the church, you know. And so there's this underlying, I don't want to say gospel, but could be. You know, we'll talk to him about that too. Find out his beginnings. But all of this, the new sound is wrapped up in a delicious, I don't know, melt of melodies that, I don't know, obviously is just something that was, that this multi-talented man was born to do. And I'm fortunate to have him as a guest on my show on this special Thursday evening edition of In the Basement with Javon. Everybody, welcome Timothy Bloom. How you doing,
what's love? What's up? How you doing?
Yeah, you know what's up? Obviously, you are what's up. You the man. What's up with you?
Oh man, I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to be alive. I feel great.
Where have you been all of my life? I mean, well, I'm quite a bit older than you, so you couldn't have been there all that. I forgive you for maybe the first half of my life, because I'm probably about double your age. But I'm just saying, man, you are phenomenal.
Wow, thank you.
Your stuff is crazy. Just, I'm sorry. Wow. I just gotta rant and rave about it. I can't believe that I've not really been really in tune with who you are. You're so under the radar. It's crazy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. I've just been, you know, working diligently and just, you know, just waiting for my time, I guess, you know.
Well, the time is now. That's it. I'm like, yo, we're going to have to do something about this. Cause,
wow. Thank you.
Yeah, whoever don't know, they're going to find out because they're going to be sick of me playing your music. You crazy.
That's
with it.
That's awesome.
Okay, so am I correct? Because you heard me talking about you like I knew you, and you know I don't. But we're going to get to know each other right now. Or at least we're going to get to know you. So it's true that you won 2 Grammys. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am. That's true.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Right? Was it for Neo and Chris Brown?
Yeah, for Neo and Chris Brown. I did. I worked on Neo's Because of You album. I did a song called Say It. And I worked on Chris Brown, his Fame album, and I did a song called All Back, produced it.
Wow.
That.
That's crazy. So how long have you been writing songs?
I've been writing since I was in elementary school. Like, I just remember, like, I used to write a bunch of love letters to all the crushes I used to like, so it started there.
Okay. So you was a romantic little dude. You was that little guy that loved fell in love.
Pretty much.
I dig it. So, am I correct in that you were raised by not one but 2 preachers?
Yes, ma'am. My mom, my dad, I grew up in pretty much since birth. My daddy hit me in the head with a Bible, like, as soon as I came out the womb, like, you know. So,
that's
what's
that like? I mean, usually if you have one parent that's a preacher, you can at least run and get away with something with the other parent. But if you got 2 preaching parents, how was that?
Yeah, they were extremely strict. My dad, he was also in the military too. So, we couldn't do pretty much nothing. Like, everything was, like, pretty much very strict at a certain point. You know, prior to, like, the age of, like, 16, I was able to actually, like, do whatever I wanted to do, you know.
Wow.
Especially, like, it was crazy.
Do you feel like that experience from 0 to 16 has influenced your music and your career choice?
Absolutely. I give all praise to God, you know, and my parents for raised me in the church, being able to set an actual foundation, you know, being around amazing musicians and singers, and being able to tap into the spirit, you know, when it comes to, you know, every time I perform. So it definitely plays a huge part. Like, I give all thanks before I do anything.
Absolutely. So I'm going to assume that you listened to a lot of gospel music when you were younger.
Absolutely. That's all we could listen to was gospel music. We couldn't listen to anything else. And until I rebelled a few times and, you know, did what I wanted to do. And started listening to, like, you know, Bob Dylan's and Michael Jackson and Ella Fitzgerald and Nina Simone. And I was like, okay, wait, why can't we listen to this? You know, this music stuff is great, you know, so, yeah.
Wow.
We were limited on what we could listen to.
Yeah. You know, any limitation, like, is something, but I mean, it's daunting, and you really mm-hmm. don't know what you don't know until you find out about it. So
yeah, pretty much.
It must have been. I can only assume, like, you have yellow all your life, and then you turn 16 and you experience the rainbow of sounds.
Absolutely. I experienced it a little bit earlier, you know, because I used to run away from home and, like, run to my dad's car and pretty much listen to the radio before they, you know, found out. And I had an older brother. My older brother, he would kind of sneak and, like, you know, watch videos and stuff like that. So we kind of snuck and listened to music and stuff like that. But, like, when I turned 16, I was just like, okay. Pretty much, I was, like, ready to leave. I graduated from high school and kind of moved to Germany and stuff like that, and was ready to, like, kind of branch off and, you know, experience new things.
Wow, that's amazing. So you've been on your own since you were 16, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
That's seven, amazing.
Six, 17, yeah. Yeah.
How did you survive? What did you do? How did you have
I went out to Germany, and I pretty much there was like a tour, and there is provision. God always provides, you know, when
true.
You need. So made it through.
So who was your favorite gospel artist?
Oh my gosh, James Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
James Cleveland, I'm all time. I love the Clark Sisters, Donnie McClurkin, CeCe Winans, you know, oh my gosh, the Williams Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Commission.
You're talking my language. So have you done a gospel CD or any gospel songs?
No, I mean, I feel like the music that I make is gospel. But I haven't done like an inspirational album, as far as yet. But I do play it a lot, you know. When just on my downtime, I kind of like give thanks and stuff like that, you know.
Absolutely, I feel you. Well, just in case you ever do, just know we have a gospel radio show that comes on Sunday night, so you can have Raphael and them send that to me as well. I play it all, especially I love my gospel music, so you could definitely hit me up with that. And the only reason why I'm asking is because the music that I've heard of yours so far, and I haven't been able to listen to every single thing because you have so much music, but I love it. I have not listened to not one cut by you that I didn't like, and that's being real.
Wow.
So, yeah, awesome. And that says a lot because I'm mad picky because I'm old, so when you get old, you can... not like stuff and say it,
right.
But I really love your music. So you play the guitar?
Yes, man. I play guitar, the drums, I play piano, play a few instruments.
So did you start playing instruments in the church? Did you get formal lessons? How did that happen?
I started playing when I was 8 years old. I started playing drums when I was 8. And then I think like around 11, 12, I started playing the piano for my dad's church. And then I started playing guitar and everything else like when I got a little bit older, like in my 20s.
Wow, cool. So sneaking out to the car, running and listening to what you wanted to hear. You mentioned Bob Dylan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michael Jackson. And who else were some of your earlier influences?
Oh, my gosh. Nat King Cole, Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway, Joe Cocker, Led Zeppelin. There's like a list. There's a list. There's an extreme list. Jimi Hendrix to Stevie Ray Vaughan. Listen to pretty much everybody that I can get my hands on, to Beethoven, everybody. I wanted to, just draw myself in anything I can listen to.
It's no wonder that I really dig your music. You have a really eclectic sound. And it's an old groove, but a new sound. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm from back in the day. So, of course, I grew up on that older music, And hearing your music just brings it back, but puts a new spin to it. And I love it. I love it. So, you're like an old soul. I'm digging it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So before we talk about the new song, I really want to ask you about Till the End of Time. I know I'm late. I know. But that song is fire. First of all, who's the young lady that's singing with you?
That's V. Bozeman. V. Bozeman is amazing. She's an amazing artist. That's my soulmate right there, my musical soulmate.
Yeah, she's dope. The two of you, oh my God. And then in that video, whose idea was the butt nakedness?
That was all me.
That was all you?
Yeah. Yep.
He was like, ooh, let's get naked. And she's like, okay.
No, not at first. Not at first.
But it works well, you know. It's really deep. I mean, I saw somebody had commented on the video that she used your song to let her baby's father know that she was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that she was carrying his legacy.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's
so
awesome.
I thought, in case you didn't know that, I needed to pass that on to you.
That's awesome.
You gotta check out the comments on your YouTube videos. People love you, and a lot of people are like, oh my God, this guy is great. I'm like, yeah, he is, isn't he? You know, I'm all excited, and I'm excited about you too. So just know that, you know, what you've been sowing is about to reap great abundant rewards. Because every time someone hears you new, it's crazy. It's crazy. So do you write all the music that you sing?
Yeah, I write.
Crazy. So, I know you wanna talk about your new joint, Work It Out.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. What was the inspiration and the thoughts behind that song?
The pretty much inspiration behind that was my goodness, I listened to a lot of old school. I'm like into old school records, and I was inspired by the Flamingo record, Only Have Eyes for You, and pretty much, you know, I mean, relationships and, you know, always have an effect on me and stuff like that, especially, like, you know, I mean, you never miss a good thing till it's gone, and you just want to try to work it out, and that's pretty much the inspiration behind all that, you know, just being willing to work a situation out that potentially could work out. So that's pretty much what Work It Out is all about, you know, work it out. Let's work it out. Like, you know, let's just put all the BS aside and, you know, let's try our best to work it out, pretty much.
That's what's up. And did you play any of the instruments on the song?
Yeah, I played everything on it.
All right, so you wrote it, produced it, played every instrument, and you sang it.
Yep.
Somebody give this man a raise. Listen, you know, you deserve a raise. Come on, with the increase. Let's go. Let's play this song, Work It Out, and then we'll be right back, okay? Don't you go nowhere. Don't nobody move. We're going to work it out right now. Timothy Bloom.
You know, when you love somebody, you gotta treat them kind, yeah. And if you out there and you got that good one, never let her go. Let me tell you why.
I took her love for granted, and she stole my heart, left me stranded. What I Woo!
amazing. Amazing.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio Thursday evening in the basement with Javon and Timothy Bloom. So, Timothy, I take it you're not a big social media guy.
I try my best. But hey, it's Twitter at Timothy Bloom, Instagram, official Timothy Bloom at official Timothy Bloom. My website is www.timothybloom.com. I got a record coming out October 14th. It's gonna be awesome. That's a good one.
Yeah. You know why I said that too, right?
Because
I follow you, Timothy. I follow you. That's what's up with Twitter. So you could follow people. You know, it's really mad stalkerish, but yep, we follow you. So anybody else want to follow Timothy Bloom? Hit him up, Timothy Bloom, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. He's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Check out his website. Please buy his new album. Now, wait, before we go, the new album is not out yet, correct?
No, not out yet. October 14th. It's a three-part series called The Life Trilogy. And the first part that comes out is October 14th. It's called The Beginning.
That's what's up. So everybody look for it. Timothy Bloom, The Beginning. And Look, thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I love your music. You are the man. And if you want to give a shout out, now would be the time to let anybody you know that you want to let them know you love them, you care, you're thinking about them.
I just want to just send my love to everybody, and hit me up on www.timothybloom.com. For more information and stuff like that. If you guys want to reach out, you can hit me up on Twitter, my Instagram at Timothy Bloom. My Instagram is at the official Timothy Bloom, and my Facebook. Hit me up anytime. That's it.
Okay, so before you go, somebody just inboxed me. This is the thing about social media, right? Somebody just inboxed me asking if you would sing. The person's name is Loretta. She's from Connecticut, and she wants to hear you sing something live. I guess she can't even believe that what she heard was real because you sound that
good. Okay. All right. It is right there, out far in the distance. I can see it so clear, it's what I've been missing. I'm like a rolling stone, it's coming down heavy. Just to get to your love, babe, you better get ready. Cause nothing's gonna get in the way. The fire's burning, it's what I'm yearning. I'm running through harder days. You go on me like I need you.
Oh, my. All right, the show's over. Drop the mic. Let's go. Let's go. That's it. All the ladies faint and the men just like, wow, man, that was great, right? You are fabulous. Thank you so much. And you know what? When The Beginning comes out, if you want to come back on and promote it, I'm always here for you. Just holler and we'll do it, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Awesome.
This show is your show now. Because I love your music, and you're such a nice young man. I wish I had a daughter that I could introduce you to, but I don't. God bless you, man. Thank you so much for stopping by the basement. Thank you.
Thank you, Javon.
That young and that talented, oh, my God. Love that young man. I just could, all right. I'll calm down. Woo, I don't think I'm calm enough. Timothy Bloom. So what I want y'all to do is just follow him, buy his stuff. You can find his music on Facebook, I mean, on iTunes, excuse me, Amazon.com, and all the other ways that you buy music. So please, please, please support our young indie artists.
Thank you.
Listening to WJBR Internet Radio, Thursday Night Grooves in the Basement with Javon. Here's a little Avery Sunshine. Call my name, call my name, call my name.
Don't mean to be confrontational. But lately we haven't made time to be conversational. Don't hear sweet nothings no more. I guess life has gotten in the way. Yeah. How in the world could this happen to her? We used to have so much to say. Tell me, baby,
when was the last time you heard me call you sweet darling? The last time I heard you say, hey, baby, hey,
I don't want these days to turn to years, baby. So I decided not to live this way. So I'm asking you through my tears.
what's up? This is Trustin from High Five, and here's our new single, Kit Kat. You heard it here first, right here, on Brunch in the Basement with Javon.
Freakiness, but girl, I must confess, I can't stop thinking about the love we made. In the morning I awake, still turned on from the other day, and my mind is pleasure.
But it lives inside you, cause from the first time I was done, never thought I'd be the one that I fiend for you every day, but it's just that way.
Girl, come on,
baby, just get back while I take you.
Baby,
again, girl. Make me say it again, girl. You're all I need. Hush, you are. You're all. Say it again, girl.